Nolte, Biden and Buttigieg fumble, Trump runs it in for a TD. By John Nolte on February 23, 2023. Instead of America asking why it took 19 days for former President Trump to visit East Palestine, Ohio, we are asking why it took Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg 20 days. That's how badly his fraudulency Joe Biden and Buttigieg bungled the Norfolk Southern train derailment and toxic spill. They had 18 whole days to beat Trump to the punch, and they still blew it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing Trump. What he did was spectacular in several ways. Trump in East Palestine on Wednesday was Trump at his best, was Trump firing on all political cylinders. Instead of shitposting on Truth Social, he was proving he cared for the very people the political, media, and entertainment establishment write off as red state trash. Trump not only visited, he did something, he accomplished something. He brought supplies paid for with his own money. Most of all, he connected. While Biden was in Ukraine, amid staged air sirens, to stand by the people of Ukraine, Trump stood with the forgotten and discarded people of this country. I've certainly not been shy about criticizing Trump, but I have no doubt he really cares about America and Americans. Keep in mind that the mega builder from Queens was an outsider in Manhattan. Remember that he spent decades working with and depending on the working class to build his dreams. He gets us. He really does. Joe and Pete, not so much. Joe hardly knows where he is anymore and only seems interested in earning the good opinion of the European Union. This is why he went to Ukraine instead of his own Ohio. This is why he's determined to protect Ukraine's border while he opens ours wide to destroy American towns, cities, and schools deliberately. Pete reminds me of the kid in second grade who sat in the back of the room, ate paste, and shrieked in fear if anyone got near him. You know, that weird little kid who lived in his own weird little world. Pete's like that. Pete always needs his quiet time, his time off, his parental leave. But even with all of Pete's so delicate sensibilities, he still had 18 days, 18, to beat Trump to Ohio, and couldn't find the time. People who don't understand just how much people like Biden and Pete truly freaking hate people like the residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are probably shaking their heads in confusion. How could smart politicians with smart advisors blow such an easy call? Miss all the political upside that would come with a two-hour visit. Yes, they are all smart, but they are also poisoned by hate for Middle America. And this hate has so warped their judgment Trump waited 19 days to seize this opportunity and still beat the haters. If you gave people like Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg a red button and told them it would give every Trump supporter stomach cancer, they'd fall all over themselves to press it. These people hate us. Their allies in the media and entertainment hate us. They are driven and twisted and broken by this hate. You think Bill Clinton would have missed this opportunity? Nope. You know why? For all his flaws, he was one of us. He didn't hate us. His wife hates us. He doesn't. Joe and Pete? They hate us. Trump? The only thing he hates is how the broken and corrupt political establishment prioritizes everything, and I mean everything, over the American people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.